Well, do please be seated. Now, I think one of the things you do in preschool is listen to stories. Is that right? That is right, because the other day I came down to preschool and you were in the middle of a story and I couldn't burst in through the door. I had to wait until the story had finished. And it was quite a long story. Well, we're going to listen to a story now. Jane's going to read it to us. But it's a much shorter story. But listen to this story, and then we're going to think about what this story tells us. So we can, if you're sitting further back and you want to look this up in the Bibles, we're in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, and verses 29 to 34. So let's listen to Jane as she reads this story to us.
As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him.
So we're going to think together about this story. I'm going to just pinch two preschool chairs. Is that all right? And pop them up here. And then I need two people to come and help me from preschool. Oh, there's one. Brilliant. Thank you. Come and sit on one of the chairs. And someone else come and help me. Someone. Oh, there we go. There we go. Brilliant. Is that all right? I might use you in a minute. Is that okay? Great. What are your names? Max. What's your name? Layla. Max and Layla. Well, thank you so much for coming to help me. We're going to do something together to try and understand what it's like to be blind. Do you know what it means if you're blind? If you're blind, it means you can't see. So, I'm going to pop these. Is this all right? I'm going to pop these over your eyes so that you can't see. There we go. There. Now, Max and Layla, can you see anything? No, you can't see, can you? Is it gone sort of dark? And you're peering underneath a crack, aren't you? Well, we're going to try and do this. And everyone else in preschool, you need to be really quiet and you're not allowed to tell them what I'm going to give them. And Max and Layla have got to guess, without peering underneath their blindfold, what I'm putting in your hands. Is that all right? So if you... It's fallen off, isn't it? Let me do it up a bit tighter. Let me try again. There we go. How's that? Is that better? There we go. There we go. Right. So Layla and Max, if you put your hands out in front of you. Put your hands out in front of you. And I'm going to give you something. Put your hands up a bit higher, a bit higher. That's it. Layla, put your hands out up here. That's it. Perfect. Now, take hold of that. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you tell? What do you think you're holding? What do you think you're holding, Layla? You can feel it with both hands. What do you think it is? Oh, people are trying to help you. What do you think it is? It's hard, isn't it, if you can't see it?
George.
You think it's George? Is he right? Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Without being able to see it. Layla, can you feel it with both hands? Use your other hand as well, that's it. Do you know what that is? What do you think it is? Someone help her out. What is it? Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. Right, let's pop... Let's pop them away. I'm going to take that off you, Max. Well done. I'm going to try one more. Now, preschool, really quiet. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Put your hands out. Layla, can you feel that? Can you feel that? Oh, don't tell them, don't tell them. What do you think this is? You think it's an egg? Layla, what do you think? You think it's an egg as well? Are they right?
No.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Right, let me take them off you. Oh, did you hear that? Is that a wrong thing to do? You need to pop your mask back on, because we're going to tell the story together. Can we pop that down over your eyes? There we go. There. Now, in our story, there were two blind men, and they couldn't see. And in those days, if you were blind, that was really bad news, because there was nothing really to help you. It meant you were poor, and you just had to beg and ask for help. But these blind men heard that Jesus was coming along, and so they started to shout out. Now, when you need something, who do you call out to for help if you're stuck? Well, you might call out to Jesus, but who else might you call out to? If you're at home or at preschool, who would you shout for? For your mum or your teacher? So do you ever do that? Mum! Mummy! Do you ever call out like that? No? Yes. Help! I need help! Help me! Mummy! Help me! Do you ever call out like that?
No?
No. Well, the two blind men didn't call out for their mum. They called out to Jesus. They said, Jesus, they called him a name, Son of David, they said. Lord, help us, have mercy on us. And you know what Jesus did? I need a volunteer to come and be Jesus. Come on then, come and help me. Come and help me. What's your actual name? Reuben. Rupin. Well, you're going to pretend to be Jesus. Come here, you need to stand up because he didn't crawl. That's it, up you stand. Now, the two blind men asked for help, and Jesus, even though the crowd said, oh, don't worry about that, Jesus, you blind men, stop calling out to him, Jesus said, no, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to help them. And do you know what Jesus did? What do you think he did? He helped them. Gentle, gentle. Come around the back, come around the back. That's it, and just undo them there. Perfect, perfect. And this one? Oh, steady. There we go. Now, have a little blink. Can you see? Let's just test. I'm just going to check and make sure they can really see. What's this? Do you know what this is? Peppa Pig and George. Well done. That was quicker, wasn't it? What about, What about these?
It's a rabbit.
What's that? It's Peter Rabbit. Look, you didn't see that before, did you? You just said it was an Easter egg. And now you can see there's Peter Rabbit on there. So, Jesus came along and he healed them so that they could see. They were blind before, but Jesus helped them to see. Well, that helps us to see two things, I think, about Jesus. The first one is, he can help us. That's what the blind men could see. That's the irony in the story, is that the blind men, who physically couldn't see, actually could see who Jesus was. He's the one who could help them. So they called out to him, help us. Help us. Have mercy on us. And that's the big thing that the story tells us. Jesus can help us. Well, secondly, it tells us this. He helps us because he cares. The big thing in the story is that Jesus had compassion. That's the word that's used. He cares. He cares for people and wants to help them. Well, you two, Max and Layla, thank you so much for helping. There is, isn't there? Do you want to very carefully go and sit back down with everybody else? I'm going to take your chairs down. Give them a clap for helping me out. That story of Jesus healing the blind men is really a picture for us of what Jesus can do for us. Not to literally give us our sight back if we go blind, but to help us to see things clearly, to help us to understand life, us, the world, God. He brings that sight, that understanding, and that's what that hymn has just talked about as we've sung it through. And may God bless you through this day, whatever your circumstances today. May you know God's help and peace and love. God bless you.